This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
An undercooked looter-shooter by every metric, Redfall's chief problem is that it's simply not ready to be played. By the halfway mark of the story, when it shifts to the second of its two separate open-world maps, I was already thoroughly underwhelmed by the bland missions, weak combat, and repeated technical problems I'd seen. Of course, I'd held out hope for the possibility that things would crescendo as it approached its conclusion, that an imaginative finale might make jostling with all the jank worth a Game Pass glance for vampire junkies and co-op crews. Unfortunately, it doesn't get better. If anything, it gets worse. Redfall is a distinct departure from the likes of Deathloop and Dishonored. Certainly some of that arcane DNA has sidestepped its way into the finished product, chiefly the magical abilities of the four available powered-up protagonists. But Redfall's open-world approach to a modern-day Massachusetts is otherwise a little more mundane in comparison. Not only does the architecture seem a little flavorless compared to Deathloop's funky retro-futurism and the Victorian backdrop of Dishonored, but also the whole thing is lacking in fidelity and detail. There's nothing inherently wrong with Redfall's angular and simple visual style, which is on brand with Arkane's typical approach and roughly akin to a bloody gothic Fortnite, but all the charm of a stylized approach with this is lost with such murky textures, basic foliage, and mediocre lighting. It just doesn't look like a brand new 2023 Xbox game. Redfall is perhaps best described as Far Cry with a supernatural slant, and its premise is simple. Take back the town from the slobbering vampires and their human flunkies that have occupied it. Unfortunately, doing so is remarkably boring. Missions are extremely cyclical, and each is cut from a very limited assortment of templates. Most seemed based around poking through various locations around town looking for random items and picking them up, putting them down, or turning them on or off. Occasionally, even this is mishandled. During one mission, I needed to retrieve some spare candles from a shed on a farm, and after visiting several outbuildings on the property, I eventually stumbled onto some candles and rejoiced at yet another menial scavenger hunt completed. However, these weren't the required candles. They were just set decoration. The required candles were actually in a box with unseen candles in it, in a different shed. Sometimes you'll encounter a locked door or a piece of equipment needing a key. That key will be on a lanyard somewhere nearby, but you'll only discover it by systematically hunting around and looking at dull props until you or one of your up to three co-op buddies accidentally highlights it. It's just irritating busy work to pad out vanilla quests. Frustratingly, the deeper I got into Redfall, the more evident the rut became. Even the kooky and otherworldly vampire nests, which essentially function as enemy camps you can assault for loot, are a letdown. These nightmarish nests, which remix parts of the overworld and warp and cram them into twisted tunnels, descending into a huge and haunted heart that needs to be destroyed, quickly became chore-like once I began to notice the same segments being recycled and reused in subsequent nests. It also ends with a whimper, with a boss fight against a huge supernatural nasty that essentially boils down to pressing X at three different points on the map. It's like Diet Doom Eternal. Plenty of games have gotten by with weak and repetitive quest design simply by having great moment-to-moment gameplay, but Redfall doesn't have that going for it either. With four heroes to choose from, each with three special abilities, plus co-op support for up to four players, there are objectively many ways you and a team of friends can approach combat. The color-coded gun and gadget loot system is a bit hard to parse, with ostensibly rare and elite golden weapons doled out early, but rapidly eclipsed in potency by seemingly more common colors. But when it's cooperating, the combat is kinetic and bloody. The default aiming controls are far too sluggish, and it's absurd the only way to change weapons is cycle through them in chronological order, but it can occasionally be satisfying to quickly take down a clump of enemies as a group. From time to time, I got into a brief groove with my friends by petrifying vampires with UV light so they could shatter them, allowing me to concentrate on the next as they bashed away. The key word here is quickly, though. That is, you have to kill them before the AI gets the opportunity to embarrass itself. The longer combat drags on, the more evident it is that Redfall's enemies completely lack the wits to put up a stimulating fight. Human enemies seem largely disinterested with taking effective cover in a shootout. This is particularly evident if you ever sit back and watch the various factions battle one another. Opposing soldiers love squatting in front of objects to give their assailants the best chance to kill them. I've had snipers rushing at me like an 8-year-old on their first visit to laser tag, and others who've found themselves irrevocably trapped inside parts of the environment. The vampires, however, are easily the worst offenders, from the low-level ones that charge and slash at us like mindless animals, to the more powerful ones who'll politely absorb sniper rounds to the face from afar, possibly because they're confused by small spaces. Overall, vampires just seem woefully underused as scary threats. It'd be easier to look past the plain combat if the story was compelling, but it too has little bite. Events unfold in lightly animated paintings or static in-engine dioramas. They all look like placeholders for cutscenes that were never made, and I have to say, fighting my way to a film projector to run what's essentially a slideshow certainly gives Redfall a cheapness that's hard to shake. The unrewarding story starts suddenly after a short narration, provides a little context for who your characters are, and ultimately goes nowhere interesting, with no engaging twists or turns to speak of. It took me 20-odd hours to finish, playing a mix of solo, co-op with a friend, and also in a group of three, but I'd estimate a decent portion of that time was eaten up hunting for arbitrary keys or standing still watching statues of ghostly central nervous systems having tedious and stilted conversations. Also, be warned that progression doesn't save for any player but the host in co-op games, which seems fair enough if you or your mates don't have the same missions unlocked, but makes a lot less sense if all players are at identical points in the campaign. I began from scratch with two friends, all three of us fresh from the first mission, but while they kept their gear and XP, they'll now need to play those missions again, and considering that it wasn't much fun to do the first time, I don't envy anyone who has to go through it twice. A lot has been made of Redfall only running at 30 FPS at launch on Xbox Series X and S, but while it's certainly noticeable when moving rapidly, it'd be disingenuous of me to pretend it's a total deal-breaker. It's not ideal, certainly, but as a console gamer who grew up playing on 50Hz TVs playing at 25 FPS, I'm not going to throw my toys out with the pram over it. What's far, far more pressing an issue than Redfall's Xbox frame rate is its raft of other performance problems, from textures that take an absolute age to pop in or don't load at all, stuttering when staking vampires at close quarters, disappearing characters and missing animations, and other mission-breaking bugs. Sometimes my friends appeared stationary, sliding around the map like chess pieces, and sometimes they weren't there at all. They were just a floating gun. On the other hand, sometimes a character will appear but their gun will not, making them look like they're playing air guitar. During the climax of an early boss fight, my character completely vanished from my friend's screen, turning what could have been a satisfying team victory into a moment of bemused laughter. The start button doesn't pause, by the way. It's obviously understandable when playing online co-op, but completely baffling and inconvenient when playing solo. Dying while in a menu in single player is absolutely ridiculous. There are even errors in the menu screens. Redfall is a bafflingly bad time across the board, whether playing solo or with a friend or three suffering alongside you. That it comes in the wake of Arkane's excellent Deathloop, the enduringly loved Prey, and the acclaimed Dishonored series honestly beggars belief. Its performance on Xbox Series X is regularly dire, plagued with pop-in stutters and a long list of display bugs. It's beleaguered with bodgy AI enemies that struggle to mount a basic defense, choose appropriate cover, or even effectively navigate the world. The one-note mission design recycles and repurposes itself all the way until the anticlimactic final encounter. button commands break, characters vanish, and the cheap and static story scenes seem woefully unfinished by typical standards. There may be occasional glimpses of a competent co-op shooter on display, but otherwise, Redfall is just like a vampire in all the wrong ways. That is, it really wasn't ready for daylight in this state, and it sucks.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.